Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All of you who have lovely daughters, congratulations. Mike McVeigh has a lovely daughter. Her name is Jay Kirshner, and I have a lovely daughter. Her name is Megan Steffens. So we've started off on the right foot here to acknowledge our wonderful daughters. Yeah, Daughters Day. On the Good Day program, you are here amongst the winners of the day, and a winner up in Vermont is WLEI, starting to carry the Good Day program. Hello, those of you in Vermont. You may or may not like what I say about Bernie Sanders from time to time. It's okay.
It's going to happen.
It's okay. Yes, it will happen. And so we dig into February the 23rd, 2023, in this hour of the Good Day program. The day may be something that is stressful for you. Calm down. You have come to a friendly place. You can begin to unwind. There it is. Right now. And then when I get through with a few stories, you'll be wound up again. Let's start with youngsters in the news. 8-year-old boy, this is good news, who was missing out in Washington State. He's been gone since last summer. Was found in Missouri, according to the FBI. His name is Bredson John. Been missing since June. Detectives in Vancouver conducted a welfare check at his residence. And the detectives, when they went in, couldn't find him. And so where the heck's the boy is the question.
Mm-hmm.
The boy, authorities, his name is Braxton, apparently. Or he goes by that name as well as Bredson. He was found unharmed in Jasper County, Missouri, the other day. The FBI issued a missing persons poster for this youngster in January after the police in Vancouver attempted to contact members of his family to see where he was, but they couldn't find him. So the poster indicates, as they put it up, the boy may have ties to, he had, look at all the ties. He could have been, they looked in Hawaii, Arizona, Washington,
yeah,
the Turk and Caicos Islands.
They thought he could be trying to visit those places,
maybe
in one of those places.
So how does an 8-year-old boy get from Washington to Missouri, or wherever. I mean,
they're
looking around for him. How'd he get there?
And here's the thing. So all of the information that you just said is basically the only information there is. The FBI did not indicate how the boy ended up in Missouri, who he was living with, or what he had been doing there since June.
Sounds like these people work for the same folks who are not providing any information about what's going on in Ohio. There seems to be a lack. Maybe we'll go out of business because the news media and the government are in concert with each other, and we're not getting any information, so we're not going to have anything to talk about. No.
No.
All right, well, good for this boy and good for the fact that they found him. That's good. Now, let's talk about the fact that Joe Biden stumbled and fell while boarding Air Force One. Right, see? There he is. Some will say, he's not competent, he can't run for president, because yesterday there was a lot of speculation, as you may recall, are discussing it here, the fact that he probably won't
tell
run.
Tell me one person who's never tripped.
I trip from time to time. And
all the time.
Yeah, fall off of tractors, you know, fall out of the truck. I do that. I've been doing that since I was about
fall
six.
Fall off the chair, trip up the stairs, trip
right,
down
right, exactly.
The stairs.
So what nonsense. And although I'm not a fan of Biden running again, I'm not a fan of him being president, but to use that as a headline, Biden stumbles, falls. This is, and of course, all of the right-wing newspapers and news organizations, Newsmax, leads with Biden falls, stumbles while boarding Air Force One. Okay, yeah, good for you guys. You made it try. One of the things that's worth covering is Trump visiting Ohio, speaking of Ohio, trying to make some hay out of all of this until somebody found out that, or somebody reminded him, somebody in the news media that doesn't like him, obviously, but it's okay, because it kind of did, he did, quote-unquote, pardon the pun, stumble into a pile of you-know-what, because there were times, there were initiatives during the time when he was president to relax safety rules on the nation's railroads. And so you can sure bet that when it comes time for running, then in Ohio anyway, he'll get beaten up pretty badly over all of that. So what else did he do there? It didn't make any difference. What else he was there? I mean, he was there to grandstand because that's what he's doing. He's running for office. So he was there. And so it sort of backfired.
Well, he's being accused of feigning concern and all of that. But the fact remains that
there's no information.
He came and he conquered, and Buttigieg is still nowhere to be found.
Right. And there still are no answers.
The closest thing that anybody's really talking about are the budget cuts, the previous budget cuts that may have been what caused either the tracks to fail or the train itself.
No, neither of those happened.
That's the only thing that's even.
I have my own theory, as I have I've put forth on the air, that this is an accident due to lack of maintenance. Track maintenance, more importantly, car maintenance. The brakes or somehow or other the bearings on those wheels and the brakes. And I know something. I come to this with authority because I understand how that stuff works. The wheels are on an axle. And the axle, this is how any wheel works on anything, whether it's an airplane, whether it's a car, a truck. They are set on an axle or a spindle, and what holds them on and allows them to turn without interference are bearings that are greased. And if the bearings have worn out, they have not been greased, they haven't been maintained properly, then they will freeze up. They will steal.
And that's pretty much the only thing that's being talked about in the news, is that that from budget cuts, that meant that the trains and the tracks weren't being kept up very well.
Yeah, right. Okay. So that's a credible answer to the question, what the hey happened? So where do we go from there? I don't know. Who knows? We'll see.
How do we keep it from happening?
Yeah. Well, now that everybody's looking at it, they'll make sure the maintenance is up to par. You can be sure of that. Okay, here's another youngster in the news, a fifth grader now. Wow. The Newport News Elementary School, remember the six-year-old that was shooting things up and killed the teacher? Okay, so now there's a fifth grader Newport News police are investigating. A student at an elementary school texting to a group with other students that he would pop some bullets, tell someone to shoot up the class. This is the same place.
It's in a group text.
Same place where the six-year-old shot the teacher. Same school. So the school principal sent a letter to parents to tell them about the incident. One of the students in the group chat reported the messages to their parent. Parent went to the teacher, and then they went to the principal. Good God, what in the hell?
Mm-hmm. So obviously they have increased security at the school.
Yeah, but where are these kids? Well, there was no shooting. It was just a threat of a shooting. So maybe somebody who's trying to get attention, somebody who doesn't have any, there's no leadership at home, where's the mom, where's the father? I can hear this as an excuse. I don't know that that fits in this particular circumstance, but I certainly can hear the business of someone who's a promoter of, whatever our society is doing to itself. No father at home, mother has to work, child on his own. I don't know if that's the but you hear that. That's the story you hear all the time. And it may be applicable here. This kid may be on his own. Well, but a lot of children grow up on their own, and they turn out to be okay.
Exactly. Anyway. Or there could be even the instance that a lot of young children, as well as adults, don't really know the weight of their words. He may not have actually been, this child, the student may not have actually been saying that they're truly going to. It could have just been talk. Because I remember back in the day when I was even in school and some people, Columbine first happened, and some people would make random comments, but it was not taken seriously because Columbine was a one-off. It wasn't something that was regularly happening as it is today, where every comment is and should be taken seriously.
Pretty sick society when this becomes normal, a part of normalcy, if you will. Okay, now the next person, the next youngster in the news is a 9-year-old girl who's dead, along with, her mother didn't die, but a journalist died in a shootout in Orlando yesterday afternoon. Good God. Should we be even talking about this, all these shooting incidents? I just saw this in this 9-year-old girl, and that's what I did watch the video of it on television last night until I got disgusted and turned it off. So this kid who looks, you know, most of the time what we see is an angry white kid, 19 years old. Well, this is an angry black kid who shot the place up. Spectrum News, the local yokel news service for Orlando, a couple of reporters, they were on the scene.
On the scene for an earlier murder. Yeah.
Right. That's because that's the other side of the story. There was a murder there at 11 o'clock in the morning. This kid shot somebody and killed him. And so the officers showed up. The TV crew showed up. And then this guy, after he shoots the journalist, runs into a house and shoots the mother and the daughter. Mm-hmm. Daughter dies. God.
And one of the journalists.
This guy, this kid, his name, I don't know. Nah, I'm not telling you what his name is. That's what he wants. But nobody knows why he went into the house. He went to hide more than anything else, I'm guessing. So the sheriff is all over the place talking about how wonderful the news media is. All these people being dead because we got too damn many. It just, at some point, there has to be a realization, unless we're just going to go back to the Wild West where everybody shoots everybody else they don't like. There's no point in having law and order anymore because there's no law and order. And this happens day after day after day. When are we going to get to a point of solution? The gun owners and the gun controllers and the gun nuts all dig in their heels, and they're such a politically extortive group. I got to have my guns. We got a right to have our guns. Yeah, you do. But who's the responsibility here? It would seem to me if you guys really want to protect the value of you owning guns, and then you work toward having some solution to this problem. You never hear anybody from the gun group with a solution, except we got to keep our guns. There's a solution somewhere here. We just haven't been able to find it. All right, 18 after. Time for us to take a breath here on Good Day.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought about space in my cramped apartment, but in this house, all I see is empty space. A sofa and ottoman look like tiny islands in a sea of hardwood floors. I could get two ottomans in the living room, but then I'd need another sofa. I could tell people I'm into minimalism.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSync. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oops, I just ripped up an article in a paper that I needed. Sorry, Mark. What? You're reading the paper still? Yes, I am looking
of
at the paper.
Course.
Yep. 23 after the hour. It's the 23rd Thursday on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and the story of Adele and what she is. She's been, she started her Las Vegas residency and people have been very excited about that. Didn't she move from one place? She's at Caesar's Palace, but didn't she move? Wasn't she going to be in another place and it didn't work out or something? She didn't like it last year?
No, it was, she just didn't like how everything was going. She is kind of a perfectionist when it comes to her work. She wants to put on her best show possible, and she just wasn't confident with it, and so she postponed.
Okay. All right, so this is the health report. Maybe we should put this on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack. Or maybe I should get a physical therapist or somebody on to help Adele take care of what her problems are. And we'll talk about her issues after this.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
I'm giving you up,
I love her earlier music. The first time I ever heard Adele, I didn't know who it was, and I thought to myself, my God, what a voice. And the story in the first song, all the stories in all of her songs are so dramatic and so kind of right on. She obviously has had a life that has given her the emotion and the experience to write, be able to take those experiences and those emotions and put them into words and then cook up some music. And that voice of hers, what a great 1-2-3.
So she's insanely talented.
Home run hitter. All right, so anyway, as she's appearing at Caesar's Palace in Vegas for her residency, she's talking about her health. Apparently, it's called Weekends with Adele. How much does it cost, you know, to get a...
Not off the top of my head, but it's almost done. She's in the second half of it. 36 show performances that started in November, weekends only.
So she asks, is anybody else my age starting to get bad knees? I've got a bad sciatic in my left leg, and my L5 disc is not blanking there anymore. Worn away. I've had all of those problems since I was her age, so I understand exactly what she's talking about. The nerves on her vertebrae. She's been going to the Cleveland Clinic, apparently. Did you know that? Is that the local gossip there?
The Cleveland Clinic was discussing what the L5 is. That's the disc that
she didn't go there
anymore. Yeah. And they were saying what it's responsible for. It's the sensation. It provides the sensation for your lower leg and the other part of your foot. But she was saying it's completely disintegrated, not even there anymore.
No, she was heavy for a while. Carrying that around me.
When, according to the Mayo Clinic, that can lead to the sciatica that she's been experiencing as well. Mm-hmm. But she even said in previous interviews that she's had back problems almost since, pretty much since her teens. When she was 15, she sneezed and slipped her first disc.
Woo!
Right?
That's in there. How do you like that? Huh?
So it's like kind of been happening for most of her life, but she said that when she started getting healthier and working out more, getting her core stronger, some of her back issues subsided a little bit.
Yeah, well, that exercise stuff, you get in the right routine, will help you out. All right, there's an Adele story for you to talk about today from the halls of Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship. And you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A 9-year-old girl and a journalist are among three people dead after multiple shootings in Florida on Wednesday at the same location hours apart. Police say they have a male suspect in custody. U.S. ethics officials in recent years have warned hundreds of roughly one-third of the Energy Department senior officials that if they or their families own stocks related to the agency's work, it would violate federal conflict of interest laws. After a recent investigation by the Wall Street Journal, it's been discovered most Energy Department senior officials held on to their stocks. The evidence is in their financial disclosures from 2017 to 2021. More than 1,500 flights within, to, and out of the United States were canceled Wednesday as severe weather wreaked havoc with massive storms threatening to bring record snowfall across America. As the storms continue across the USA today, more than 700 flights have been canceled. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. I was trying to figure out whether I wanted to be serious. Here on the Good Day program, we make a serious attempt at not being serious. So, I mean, we get to explain what's going on, the must-see stories, the must-hear stories, yeah. And then sometimes I get a little cranked up because I am a little cranky sometimes when it comes to some of this crap.
It's hard not to be with some of this crap.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so today is February the 23rd. You think of February probably as still being deep in the throes of winter. It snowed here 4 or 5 inches, and I was just looking to see how much more snow We will have, I'm getting on a plane later today to go to Los Angeles, and the weather in Los Angeles is crappy as well until Sunday. It looks like rain. What's going on? Hello, it's winter! Winter time. We're supposed to have another couple of inches of snow in the next couple of hours. That pretty much sends it away. Okay, so at any rate, yeah, it's wintertime. I was just looking, actually what made me think about that, Jay Kirshner is here with me on the Good Day program, is the pictures of Venice as the climatologists and the climate changeologists and everybody, look up there, oh my God, the world's coming to an end. Yeah, okay. So because of the drought in Europe, which is what we had here over March, we had a lot of drought last year around the world. So the canals in Venice are not drying up, but instead of being at the height that they normally are, some of the gondolas that go around, you know, it's a wonderful romantic place, you get in a boat, take a ride around town. I did that once, and it was wonderfully romantic. And walking around that city is just one of those fabulous things. So the water's down, and the boats are rubbing the, what do they call that bottom part of the, boat, that the keel. The keels are rubbing on the bottom of the canals. So that's apparently the end of the world for the people.
Well, but I feel like we've been talking about these canals drying up for quite some time.
Yes,
like we have. A really long time.
Yes, right. Yep. So at any rate, it's somebody, something that is, I don't even know why it's a big deal. I understand it's a good thing to sell. So speaking about the weather, there's a young meteorologist named Kelsey McEwen who is talking not about the weather, but about her body. People, there are a couple of these things that I've noticed. There's a woman who's a bodybuilder out in some place in the West who is happy to show you her body, at least the normal part of the body. And people are, oh, look at her. She looks like a man. And then there's this young woman who's on a show called Your Morning. And the reason I bring it up is because the fact that with comments and with shaming and with bullying and with all of this stuff, I don't get what people have done with it. What do you do with your life before you had an iPhone or some kind of a device that you could spend your time, waste your time looking at other people and making comments? What did you do with your life? Did you read? Did you exercise? Did you, whatever did you do?
Probably still made those comments just to other people, like that stereotypical hanging out at the water cooler gossiping while you are at work.
Yeah. Well, apparently she has a big butt. I didn't see it, but so she got a big butt.
Some people have surgery to attain that.
Yes.
They just do a lot of squats. They want that. What's the
right,
problem?
Exactly. Some women have like this. Exactly. Squats will get you big ones anyway. So much on that one. I thought it's time to go back to the weather or the time of the year in February. If you are worried about winter and you think, winter, horrible, think about it this way. Here's the good way of looking at it. Today is the 23rd of February. Exactly 1 month from today will be the first full day of spring.
Blah.
Okay? There you go. Everything else, then we can, the sniffles that we have in the wintertime will give way to itchy eyes from the allergies of the spring. Mm-hmm. How about that?
As somebody who loves winter, I feel really cheated this season.
Really? Because you didn't really get... So you don't have snow. We have a pretty good snowstorm, actually.
No, not right now. We had one really pretty snowfall where it was just... there wasn't really any wind, so the snow was sitting on the branches, and it was just so beautiful and fluffy, and then by the next day it was gone, and it never returned.
Oh. All right. Well, anyway, if you have allergies, I know that a couple of friends of mine have said when they hear me on the air, well, are you going to start now? Well, I talk about taking Calitrin. You know, this person said to me, well, why don't you take your own advice when you talk about losing weight before you go into Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff, and Calitrin, that's preventative. So why don't you take the preventative and start whatever it is? And I actually don't do much of that. The various things that you can take for allergies, Jennifer takes them almost every day. What is it, Coricidin? What's that? Is that the right stuff I'm talking about? It's supposed to be allergy, take care of allergies, dry them up, that sort of thing. I think it's Coricidin. No, there's other stuff around. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, there's so many different things. Over-the-counter, doctor-prescribed.
Yeah.
You have to get allergy shots.
Yeah. Now, listen. Okay, so back to what's good about the weather in California, Lake Oroville, which is about 100 miles north of Sacramento, second largest reservoir in the state of California. It's the fourth largest hydroelectric energy producer, and that's why I'm talking about it. Why in the world we don't go back to this? This is after the mega drought last year. People were worried that this hydroelectric power plant would kind of dry up because it powers 800,000-900,000 homes in that area. But even though it's one of the beleaguered reservoirs, it is still operating, and it gives people the idea, even in California where they have their head up their butt on most everything, this is something that everybody around the country, there's no environmental impact. In fact, there's a positive. There's no negative, I should say, no negative impact to having hydroelectric power. So all this yammering, you know, about the saving water, where are the common sense people? Where the hell is, why is it that we aren't, do we have all of, we got a solar power, okay, and wind power, water power. Hello? Anybody home? I may not be brilliant, but I'm pretty close when it comes, if I do say so myself. You know, seriously, why isn't that on everybody's bill of fare?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
It seems like it should just be common sense.
Right, exactly. All right, there's a big problem apparently in some parts of the world, and so we move now from the climatologist to the, what are the bird experts? Analologists, what do they call those? Not analologists. What's a... an AP, what's a bird expert? An AP something or other, right?
Bird that sounds expert. About right. I'm not going to say you're wrong.
The bird experts are now concerned. Here's the new calling, the new problem. This is what's going to ruin the world. Birds are flying into windows, apparently. Glass windows.
That's not a new problem.
No, just go to New York. But apparently, see, this is the good side. There are more birds. The reason that people are talking, wow, look at all these birds that are flying into the buildings. That's because there are more birds. The birds, there have been, there's a new company that has gone into business putting treatments on windows that would tell birds that they are about to fly into a window. I don't know how that works.
Again, that's not new. People already do stuff like this. Like, they have those window decals and stuff that they put on the window so that birds know that there's something there and don't fly into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Big sign on the window to all you birds out there, do not fly into this window. All right. Okay. So that takes care of that. Let's do some puking on Putin, who apparently is Russians have suspended the nuclear treaty that we had with them. And Joe Biden says, here it is, here's the news of the day. Joe says it's a, quote, big mistake. All right. So Bad Vlad has temporarily suspended the participation in the nuclear arms treaty. This is the most recent one. Anyway, so Joe says nothing that's of any value. But I think it is a value for us to note that Putin is yammering about, he keeps threatening that the Russians are going to pull out all the stops and we're going to wipe out everybody on the planet. And, of course, that means they get wiped out as well. So when you hear this, the problem with hearing all of this rhetoric is, especially for youngsters who don't really understand yet what these words, how empty the words are, or maybe not, but the fact that they understand what nuclear war is about, or maybe they understand what a nuclear bomb is about, or it's enough to scare them. Can you imagine an 8-year-old? I'm thinking about my grandson. How would he deal if somehow or other he gets into a situation where he knows or he learns or he sees? My daughter doesn't watch the news, so he's not exposed to it. But let's say somebody that age is, and they don't know how to handle that information.
So the world is a terrifying place if you are watching the news and don't know how to handle this.
Yeah, right. So under the circumstances, Putin being the pig that he is, you know, whatever he's doing to stir the pot or to achieve his goals. The fact that we have no leadership in the world and that Putin is still the head of the Russian government, that's another, that's just, it's just wrong. The international community needs to take action, and they haven't, so they let this guy. We're doing, you know, what's the old expression? If you don't understand history, you repeat it. You're doomed to repeat it, and that's what's going on here. This is the same kind of thing, maybe not as extreme, but certainly it is the same kind of thing that happened when Adolf Hitler took over Austria and then Germany. Same thing.
Yeah.
Go back to 1932, look in the history books and see what went on. Same stuff. And so.
And then when we're talking about nuclear weapons, that's just the thought of it is even just scary.
Yeah, it is.
He has said that he's temporarily suspending participation in the agreement over support by the U.S. and other NATO allies to Ukraine.
So where, oh, where is the leadership? Not only here in our country, but everybody looks to the United States to be the leader. Okay, yep, we are most of the time and most everything. But why can't there be some other leader someplace else that takes on this? Or because obviously we don't have good, competent leadership here. So, and everybody kind of knows it. We had no competent, the international community, excuse me, shunned Trump because he's just such a troglodyte. And now they don't pay much attention. Joe's a nice guy. But after all, how can you give him any credibility? He tripped going into Air Force One yesterday, so he has no credibility at all. Right? It's so foolish.
That is seriously so absurd that that was even news.
I know. Right. But he does not produce a sense. I was looking at some video yesterday of the State of the Union. I didn't watch it because I don't want to watch that stuff. It's just so much baloney. But I had an opportunity to look at some of the stuff when I was working on something else for the program. And I saw him trying to deal with the audience, the rest, you know, the legislative boobs that were there yelling and screaming at him. And I thought, I felt sorry for him. And then I thought, what kind of, these people are supposed to be our leaders. Our leaders. The biggest bunch of boobs, my God. All right, 48 past the hour.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly!
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O-Rewards points. Choose Syntec, available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What the heck? It's 53 after the hour. The time flies when you're having a good time listening to what's going on here on the Duggar Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's farm, food, and family time.
Hello.
All right. Okay, wait a minute. What's the story?
They're looking for you.
Yeah, that's right. They're coming to take me away.
We should do a poll. Who still has a landline in their home?
You should see... Actually, you get a kick out of seeing that phone because it's, you know, like 1970s era phone. It's a cool phone. All right, come on. Let's get back to National Chili Day. We're celebrating a moment to pay homage, if you will, to this dish that brings people together. How many people like chili? I like a good veggie chili that doesn't have too much spice in it. A lot of people like sausage chili, like chicken chili, they like beef chili. Mm-hmm. What's your fave there, Jay?
I like vegetable chili as well, but give me that spice.
Yeah. Big cook-off dish. A lot of family recipes, right? Guard those recipes because they're supposed to be secret. Only whisper what it is that makes your chili the true chili. Is it the beans? Right? If they're right beans, they taste good.
Yeah, well, no, it's the additional spices. Like, some people use a little bit of chocolate. Some people use other things. They will burn off some bourbon.
No kidding. But no matter what, always be prepared because there's flatulence to follow. That's the byline of this. No matter what kind of chili, the Texas chili that you have, James, down there, I want to stay as far away. If I ever go to... lunch with you, and you have chili. I'm staying as far away from you as I can.
Well, right. It'll light you up, I'll tell you that.
Good to know. The world's first offshore wind seaweed farm is going to become operational this year. Another sign that seaweed, which is a very good source of lots of good food, it's also a CO2 absorber, it's a habitat for marine life,
So now this is something we've been talking about for a long time, how it is that there are a lot of things. There are fish farms that are along the coast in many areas. There are things that there are frog farms. And why not have a seaweed farm, right? Because it is good for you.
Yeah.
Mixing a lot
it's
of
all the
food
rage.
And stuff. Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, our recall of the day today from Sunny Del. Is it Delhi? Yeah, these are Delhi foods that may have undeclared tree nuts in them. Rouse, I have this. I use this all the time. Matter of fact, last night I put this on some the Rouse portobello mushroom. I even had this last night.
Well, wow, hopefully, as long as you're not allergic to
here.
Tree nuts and pine nuts,
not.
You should be okay.
Yep. R-A-O. I pronounce it Rouse. How do you pronounce it?
That's what I say too, Rouse.
Rouse, right.
Oh, they
Rouse,
have great pasta sauce.
Homemade, brand-roasted red peppers with portobello mushrooms. They're distributed all across the country. Many of them, this is a popular brand here in New England, I know that. So if you've got some Rao homemade, I think I bought two bottles of it because I like mushroom spaghetti sauce. I'll have to bring it. Nah, this is not. What's the date on this? Is there a date? That gives you the numbers of all of them. But maybe just to be safe, bring them back to the store, get your money.
Yeah, unless
probably
you don't have an allergy to it. Just make sure that
if you don't have an allergy to tree
nuts.
Right, who cares? That's right, so don't worry about that. Okay, now, the Dole family, the people who come up, they're mostly, they own more land in Hawaii than anybody else, the Dole Food Company, in the midst of a cyber attack. So why would somebody attack a food company to shut them down? What's the point, unless it was a disgruntled employee or something?
Usually it's ransomware kind of stuff where somebody will take over secrets or information that should be confidential or even just the controls, and they will not release them until their ransom is paid. But this is something that actually happened earlier in the month. It's only just now the information is coming out about it.
Yeah.
They have four processing plants, and they have just
that's
had to completely
company.
Do a shutdown. Because of the incident.
Yep. And so the Department of Homeland Security apparently sent their cybersecurity folks to help out, but they have. So I wonder what's happening to the stuff that they're. You know, the pineapples continue to grow. The bananas continue to grow. All the things that they distribute continue to grow. So what are they doing with them? I guess there's a question.
Yeah.
Anyway, four processing plants, 3,000 people sitting
that's
on their thumbs.
That's like, you know, there's a dole shortage of the salad, packaged salad stuff.
That could be it. Yep, okay. All right, well, there it is. Lots of warnings, lots of food news. That's what we're all about here on the Good Day program. News and how it affects you. We are happily working our way through another exciting day here. Thursday on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.